You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time, yes, another recap show where my partner in crime, we sit back, we light up a couple of cigars, drink a little brandy, and talk The Originals. Hold on. How are you doing, Kristen?
Fine. How are you?
I'm peachy. Are you ready to talk?
Yes.
Explosive episode, Voodoo in My Blood, a.k.a., you just reminded me off the air, the Davina episode.
Yes.
But I would have to put the Davina episode, comma, in quotes, hope whoops some ass.
Yes.
Yes. Friday, a new episode aired on the CW, Voodoo in My Blood, again, I gotta say it. Okay, first.
That was a really long clap, by the way.
I had to do it because, you know, I mean, I knew that from the commercial last week, we, you know, we had Davina coming back. Mm-hmm. Did not know that Hope was like going to be using her super dog wolf ears. and she just, she's like, and she's like, oh, not my dada. And mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get to that though. But in my notes, I do have highlighted in orange because believe it or not, if you could see my notes, I have like highlighted in orange, highlighted in green. That's how I do my thing. In orange, I put great episode. Would you agree?
Yes.
I put cool backstory on the Hollow. How did you feel about that? Okay, you didn't care too much for it.
No, it was interesting to learn about her, but. I was kind of,
really?
Like, can you speed up?
Really?
Yeah. It was good. It was interesting because I think we do need to know.
Well, I would hope so. We're not going to, everyone's just going to sit back and go, oh.
This is a super, who cares where she came from?
It's a supernatural creature. But I didn't expect that kind of backstory. You know, like she started the wolf curse. Like she was the one.
Yep.
So this is like an almighty serious power we're dealing with.
Yes.
So, but I enjoyed it. You didn't like it. I liked it.
No, I liked it.
Just say you didn't like it.
No, I liked it.
The original fans are not going
to. It took a while for your girl to spit out the story.
Stop it. Okay. then I put, it was great seeing Davina, hot as always. Even though I wanted to like karate chop her a couple times. But it's just one of those things where I don't know if you – did you see the tweets between me and Tess? Tess is our friend who is a fan of the Originals, Vampire Diaries, a bunch of other stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you see the tweets back and forth, her and I?
I don't know.
You should.
I'm sorry.
It was like two great minds talking.
Oh.
That's how it was. But, yes, so I have great seeing Davina. And then I started into the green because I'll go into the big moments for me. But what did you think about when Elijah and Marcel are sitting at the little crab shack? And Elijah says that he never forgave himself for doing what he did to Marcel.
I just wanted to give Elijah a big old hug.
Hold on. Why wouldn't you hug Marcel?
I want to hug both of them.
I would have been, if you were there with me, I would have been like, let's all get in here. Group hug.
For real.
Right?
Yes. Was definitely a group hug.
Do you think that was kind of Elijah's way of like, I'm sorry. Do you think it was an apology?
Think so.
Do you think it was an apology?
I think so.
And did Marcel? Marcel did a double take. Do you think that right there is the forgiveness?
I don't think that was enough for him to forgive him, but I think it's a start.
It's a step maybe in the right direction.
I think so.
Okay.
Elijah and Klaus are usually pretty ruthless. They don't care who they step on as long as they save their family.
Correct.
So. I think that kind of made Marcel feel left out. I mean, he tried to kill him.
True.
He kind of did kill him.
I mean, he did. But I think you're onto something. I think I totally agree with that. And I also think that Marcel, everything you just said, Marcel knows. So in Marcel's camp, he would be like, you know what? That's just the way he would apologize. And
exactly. Yeah, because they usually don't apologize. Right. They just do what they have to do. And
I think that's a start.
Too bad for you.
Good. Just get him in the fold. You know what? And it'll be one happy big family, too. You know, because, yeah. I mean, come on. Technically, Hope and Marcel are brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I did have here, it was cool seeing Arlaric blow up the Hollow. And I do have here, it was good seeing Alaric, whatever his name is. I've never been a big fan of him, but I kind of liked him in this episode. See, you've liked him all this time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see me? I thought he was just like, you're just a waste. You keep dying and coming back. so I wasn't a bit, but I like him in this just for the fact that he just seems like a smart ass dad. Like, he's just, he's like fed up with everything supernatural.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I like this side of Alaric. So it was good seeing him.
Agreed.
And he does.
I like what he said to Klaus about Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, he doesn't like Klaus.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that everyone is like putting their feelings towards him aside to help Hope.
Right. And kind of give him dad advice or advice at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for him, I mean, that line to one dad to another, and I thought, oh, shit, here goes Klaus. But, you know, I think he did take it as well. And then Alaric even invited him to the Hogwarts school for Hope.
Hogwarts school.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to see any of that? Do you think that's possible?
I think it's possible. I think it's it would be pointless not to because of how the Vampire Diaries ended and Klaus sent that letter to Caroline. I think it would be pointless to have included that in the Vampire Diaries if they're not going to kind of tie them together.
Do you think we'd get a spinoff show of like a witch's Hogwarts school? That would be cool. Would you watch something like that? I would. It's like an
I would, because those kids are badass.
There's got to be other kids. Could you imagine? It's like X-Men meets Harry Potter meets...
I would be okay with just Rick's twins and Hope. So if there's other kids like them... I'm good.
So what you're saying is if it was just them three, you'd be fine. But if there was more kids, even better.
Yeah.
I'd agree. Okay. I saw that. And I was like, oh, he's invited to the school.
I don't know if they would do a spinoff, though, because the show got renewed for season 5. So,
hey, they had the Vampire Diaries and they had, you know, the originals going at the same time. Maybe we could have like Little Witch's School and the originals.
This is true.
Or Little People Witches or Little Michelson Witches. I don't know. But it'd be cool. But just putting it out there, I would watch it.
I would too.
So now we talk to the three big giant moments. Davina, that hole in the church. Marcel, the acid venomous blood coming out.
Oh my God, I was so scared. And I was like, Davina, damn it. We like you. Stop being a bitch.
Well, you know what? And I was wondering, I was like, how the hell is Davina going to get this? And then she's like, I was like, this bitch just cut him. Just cut him. Opened him up. And she was just going to push that stuff right in him.
Yep.
I was like, damn. But then Hope saved the day.
Yes.
I was hoping she would like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody knows from day one, I have loved Davina. Mm-hmm. But I really would have liked, I mean, Hope just kind of is like, not today. And then she disappeared. I would have liked to like go against the wall, you know, like and then disappear. That would have been crazy. But Hope, and then she runs into her dad and gives her that little hug.
Was so cute.
And did you see the light right on her face just to kind of like even pull you in even more?
Mm-hmm.
I love Hope. She's badass.
She was almost knocking Haley down.
Yeah. No, but you know the funny thing is? I actually rewound it to see that part again because after it happened,
she was the only one moving.
Well, she was moving and Davina flew out, but Elijah, suit and all, hair not even moving, just in the wind. Like.
I saw that too because I was like, why is Haley the only one acting like there's some wind blowing them around?
Oh, Elijah.
Everyone else is standing there like, nope.
Elijah, he's just a pimp. And then he brought up that he's got $9,000 suits. That was a cool little thing over there at the Crab Shack. I was like, oh, my God. I rewound it, and I was like, really? Is he? He's just kind of like, go. My niece is whooping ass. Even freaking Klaus, when he woke up, he was a little shocked. Like, whoa, my daughter saved me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Next one. Tess online was pissed when this happened because she is hardcore Elijah. Like, I think
I don't even want to talk about this one.
So freaking Elijah opens up to Haley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you blame Haley for this? I'm wondering if people are blaming Haley because Haley's like, we're not going to Italy until you give this dagger. Nah. So Elijah goes, and who's there? My sexy possessed girlfriend, Sophia, a.k.a. The Hollow. I did not see that coming at all.
You didn't see what coming?
I didn't see that rose steak going. I, you know, when the door was open, I was like, don't go in. I knew something wasn't right.
Yes.
But all of a sudden he walks in and then I was like, okay. I honestly thought that she stabbed him with the Marcel dagger. That's what I thought. Like she just reached his arm and got him in the back.
But oh, no.
When that camera panned on, I was like, oh, that's the rose dagger.
I know. I was watching with my mom and I was like, oh, no. I'm like, that's the only thing that can kill an original.
But
and
maybe,
I'm like, this bitch.
But maybe it was meant more for Klaus. That's what I'm thinking. Like, because he was still alive. And then the commercial for next week, I mean, he's in pain. Mm-hmm. I'm just fingers crossed that technically it was made for Marcel. And that's why Elijah has, I mean, come on. But seriously, though, Elijah's not going to die. I will lose my shit if he dies, though.
You and I both. And Tess.
Tess would freaking, oh my God. Tess would just, I don't know what, I would just block her on Twitter. I wouldn't even, I'd mute her and then block her because she's going to be like, hope. Like, no! And I'm going to be like, oh, no. So what do you think, I mean, how do you think that's going to pan out? How do you think he's going to get saved?
Okay. Here's my theory.
Okay, give it to me.
When I watch these shows,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we get little like Easter eggs
okay.
in the episode.
Okay.
And then when you see the preview for the next episode, if you look back at what happened in this episode, uh-huh, you can kind of guess what's going to happen.
Okay. Go for it.
So, okay. With that whole conversation that you mentioned with Elijah and Marcel, mm-hmm, and did he forgive him and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I think Marcel's going to save Elijah.
And you thinking like he's.
I mean, they're in his, like, in his house.
So you think that, okay, so you're not thinking that Marcel's going to, like, sacrifice himself for Elijah.
No.
You think he's the only one that can help because of his blood and everything else.
Well, I'm not even thinking about that.
See, now, like, you got me thinking.
I'm not
even
thinking about how he would save him. I just think because of the conversation that they had and it being up in the air whether he forgave him or not, I think it's going to be like solidified when he tries to save Elijah from that bitch.
You do see something in the commercial where Marcel says something, but I don't know if that's for Klaus or for Elijah or for even Sophia. But you know what?
Marcel, though, I mean, in the beginning of the episode when him and Elijah were talking, I was like, really? This guy can't tell that Sophia was acting different?
No.
It was pretty obvious.
Who, Marcel?
Yeah.
No, because she's always cold like that. And honestly, they didn't have that much time to talk. It was like, it was quick. And he was like, and he wasn't even thinking about, are you okay? He's like, man, I've been looking for it because I want to sleep with you again. You couldn't tell that was, I'm a guy, okay? You don't see that crap. I did. He wasn't thinking about, he's like, oh, you're safe? Come on, we got a business partnership. Remember, it's business and
it's
pleasure.
It's the power of the P.
It's the power of the P. He was just like, oh, you're okay. And then that's when Elijah came in, so he didn't have time.
Yeah, but then still, why were they talking with her in the other room? Like, she's a vampire.
They didn't. But she's on Marcel's side. Marcel still thinks that she's on his side until Alaric says, yeah, glowing eyes, hot chick. See? Mm. And then he got it. Okay, you're not a guy. You'll never understand. Stop.
Sorry.
It's all right. And speaking of Marcel, I'm not going to lie. I got a little. I mean, this was a very choky episode. But when he was talking to Davina's grave and then all of a sudden you see Davina standing there listening.
Yes. And I like that.
I think Davina probably was like, ooh, okay. And that, I think that speech definitely. Now, that's what I'm. That's why I'm on the fence, because before you mentioned Marcel, I think those two people. It would be Marcel. At first, I was thinking Hope, but after kind of talking out loud and watching this part here with Davina, I think Davina probably would save Elijah for Marcel because of that speech. That's what I think.
I don't know.
I mean, either way, at the end of the day, he's getting saved. We can agree. We're agreeing he's getting saved. And the only three people powerful enough is Marcel, like you just brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Davina from the other side, because she's a super witch. And then Hope.
Yes.
Those are the only three, I think.
I agree.
Tess, if you're out there, Originals AFFFFFFFFF. I know that's not their real name, but I just like saying that. It sounds cool when you go, the Originals AFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF week's going to be crazy.
Yes.
Crazy. Do you think we're going to get the Hollow out of Sophia and she's going to be, are we going to see like the girl version? I mean, we were seeing the backstory of the Native American Indian chick. Do you think she's going to be grown up and do you think we're going to see that? Or do you think it's going to stay a blue light when it leaves Sophia?
I don't know, because I saw on Twitter the other day, one of the writers posted a picture with the girl that plays the Hollow, and she said, "Welcome to the family." So I don't know.
Did she look the same?
She's going to be back.
Did she look the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they did show her in the flashbacks, so
that's what I'm saying. So the picture that you,
I don't know,
the picture that you saw, was that the same girl from the flashbacks?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's going to be that girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, I don't like looking at all the spoiler stuff.
That's not a spoiler.
That is a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler.
Because my question, because if I would have asked, look, if I would have asked you that question and you wouldn't have seen the writer, producer, director that you saw and stalked on Twitter, you would have been like, I don't know, Mike.
Oh my God.
But since you stalked.
No, because was it not a character in this episode?
What?
Even if it was in a flashback?
That you stalked? Girl. That you stalked her?
No.
What are you talking about?
The girl in the picture, the girl who plays a Hollow.
The one that you stalked?
That's not a spoiler. No, my God, what are you talking about stalking?
You stalked one of the director producers.
False. I said it was a writer, and I don't stalk anybody.
You went looking, right?
No, it was on my feed.
Denial. That's the first sign of...
Twitter wanted me to see that.
All righty. Well, I guess we'll see. Well, at the end of the day, you just spoiled it. You just said that that is the girl. So we're good. Because all I was seeing was the blue light next week's episode, or actually this week's episode. So I didn't know until you spoiled it for me.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I don't expect anything else from you.
Oh my God.
All right. So are we done?
I think so.
I thought this was a great episode. You thought it was a great episode too, right?
Yes.
Exciting, exciting, exciting.
I think every episode should have Marcel giving a speech because
that was he gives
the best speeches.
That was, you know, he does. Even when he's talking to his fellow vamps, like I could wake up in the morning and Marcel could come in my window and be like, Mike, you're going to tackle this day. You're going to do your, I'd be like, go Marcel. I'm ready.
Right? Yes, he should be like our little pep talk. Yes. He should leave voicemails for everybody.
Yeah, Marcel, if you're listening.
Every morning.
Yeah, we need to tag him on Twitter. And like, you need to come out of an app where you're just giving speech to motivate people.
Oh, my God, yes. Just pre-recorded speeches.
That would be... Marcel, get on that. I know you're directing episodes.
His Charles Michael Davis.
Is that his name?
Yes.
I just know him as Marcel.
No.
He's a cool
Charles brother. Michael Davis.
He's a cool brother.
Yes.
So, okay, if you're out there listening, and you should be because you love us, you need to do an app where you're just giving motivational speeches by Marcel.
Yes.
I'd get it. I'd pay $2.99. I'd pay $3.99 for that. All right, people. I think we're done.
Yes.
Any shout-outs to everybody?
Oh, yes. We have Trenton Tess.
Yes.
She's a badass live tweeter. And we have the originals AAF and TVD fans online.
Yes, and everybody else that tweets and likes, because every time you post up on your blog, everybody's liking or retweeting. We need to like write those down.
Yes,
and start shouting out a few of those because there's a lot of them, and I know everybody out there is gonna be like, "Why does only Tess get it?" Because Tess, if you're listening, please don't listen right now. Okay, everybody, if we don't shout out to her, she's kind of crazy, and she will stalk Kristen.
Oh my God, Mike.
That's what you told me. You were like,
we need to get Tess on the show before the season ends.
I don't think she wanted to, because we mentioned that in the last podcast and she didn't even like, all she did was
she
like,
didn't take us serious.
No, all she did was just like, guys, leave Elijah alone or I'll kill you.
Oh, by the way, our friends, the Originals AAF, posted that the Originals is going to have another mid-season premiere.
What do you mean? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you talking about?
It's going to be mid-season again.
Okay,
not like regular season.
When's the season finale?
Do you know? I don't know when this. I don't know yet.
So it's not anytime soon, right? Because it just got back.
I don't think so. We're only on the 8th episode.
Okay,
but I don't know because it's mid-season, so I think that's a shorter.
Oh, crap, man. I swear to God. I hate when they do that.
I know.
I hate when I have to wait like three months.
It's like, come on. They got rid of the Vampire Diaries. Can we just get a full season of...
Okay, Kristen, everybody, anybody that's involved in the Originals, Kristen wants that. I just want the Marcel app. That's what I want.
I mean, I want that too.
But you can't have both.
I can have whatever I want.
You got to pick your battles. Okay. I think we're done, Kristen, right?
I think so.
I think we're good. It was an excellent episode. Keep the good work, everybody involved. Thanks for all the tweets and likes, all that good stuff. Kristen has a blog called AccordingToKristen.com.
Yes.
All her stuff is there, but just in case you are lazy and don't want to do that, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @ThisIsKristen_ and also on Facebook at According to Kristen. And by the way, I think this season is 11 episodes.
11 episodes. So it's okay. 8, 9, 10, 11, right?
Yeah, shitballs. This was episode 8 too, so that means we might only have 3 more.
And that means we're probably going to get a break all the way to like what? October, May, June. Oh, God. I don't even want to think
about it. Oh, God.
I don't even think about it.
Well, the first episode aired on March 17th. Oh, God.
Well, it's okay because we got Fear of the Walking Dead coming up and then The Walking Dead. So I'm fine.
And episode 10, it looks like it was directed by Daniel Gillies.
Who's that?
Elijah.
Oh, Elijah. I only know. And I know some of the fans are like, how do you know? I don't know the real names. I don't stalk them like Kristen. I just know them by their character names.
Oh, God.
If I ever saw him in a store, I'd be like, Elijah.
I don't stalk anybody, damn it.
All right. If you want
to
check out.
We need to get him on the show, too, but.
Well, maybe you need to like reach out to him. You're so good at stalking.
Oh, God.
Use those skills, okay? You need to watch the episode in depth. Learn how Hope is learning to do her magic. You need to put that into stalking people and then get them.
That is really terrible advice.
You were about to say that is really smart advice.
False. That is terrible. That's awful advice.
I know. As soon as we get off, you're going to be like, dude, I'm on it, Mike.
Oh, my God.
All right. So if you want to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, that is that. iTunes, you can find us Talking the Originals on iTunes. If you want to find us there, if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. Kristen and I do this show together, and then we also do The Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead, all that good stuff. I always try to bring Kristen in, but she watches like really dumb shows, and I'm like, no way. I'm just saying. Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. My Snapchat's on my blog. Also on the blog on the top, you'll see something called podcast. If you click on that, it has all the links of our stuff there as well. So I think that is it for us. New episode airs on Friday. It's going to be crazy. Yes. And once again, seriously, thank you for everybody that likes or retweets my stuff, Kristen's stuff, all that good stuff. We appreciate it. I'm just a fan. Kristen's a stalker. And that's it.
Oh, God.
We'll see you later on.
You
Bye.
Are the reason your family is alive. And now they've broken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place. And sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe. Always. And forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.